Let her clock in and let her see how horrible it is for us career girlies. Backbiting, jealousy, and sabotage. Come play and see. Aisha Curry is just completely out of touch with reality. That's what she's coming out here to the world talking about. I never wanted to be a wife. I never wanted to be a mother. I never wanted marriage. I saw myself as a career woman, which is crazy, right? Because it's like she got stuck in her teenage mind because they started off, if I'm not mistaken, in high school, right? So they were kids, right? So that just shows you right there that her mind never passed that stage in her life where she was a teenager and she had this vision for what she thought her future was gonna be, which was her pursuing a career, you know, and I guess growing in that career. And I don't really know exactly where she thought her mind was going, but those are the thoughts and fantasies of a little girl, and she never moved past that, which is why she's frustrated, because she feels like I missed out on who I wanted to be, and she's not even realizing that she's like living better than Queens, like she doesn't realize that she was blessed with a much better life, with a great husband, a great man, a beautiful family, health, wealth, fame. I mean, she has it all. There is nothing that Aisha Curry does not have, man. And she's over here talking about clocking in. You cannot make this up, bro. I'm telling you, she needs a therapist, man. Like a real therapist, not this bullshit therapist, man, that you go along with whatever bullshit you're telling them and say that the world is the problem. Crazy.